Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. Question. I always feel good at church, but I don't feel the Spirit as much throughout the week. How can I feel closer to God at home, school, and work? Response from New Era. In the sacrament prayer, the covenant to keep the commandments and always remember the Lord comes with a promise, that you may always have His Spirit to be with you. Moroni chapter 4, verse 3, chapter 5, verse 2, Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. What an incredible blessing. But how do you remember the Savior? You can apply the principles you learn at church to your life. To have the Spirit with you through the week, you need to do more than just hear the speakers and teachers on Sunday. Here are some suggestions. 1. Prayer. Prayer helps bring the Spirit into our church meetings. It will do the same during your week. How many times do we pray at church? There are opening and closing prayers for each meeting, along with sacrament and individual prayers, a minimum of 8. Just as talking frequently on the phone helps you recognize the voice of friends, speaking to Heavenly Father through prayer helps you recognize the voice of the Spirit. Increasing the frequency and sincerity of your prayers during the week will invite the same Spirit that accompanies you on Sunday. 2. Testimony. Along with increasing your prayers, continuing to share your testimony will also increase the Spirit you feel, and there are many opportunities to do so. For example, you can share your feelings about the gospel during home evening or write about the Savior in your journal. Bearing testimony brings spiritual power. 3. Daily Scripture Study. President Henry B. Eyring, second counselor in the First Presidency, said, "The Holy Ghost will guide what we say if we study and ponder the Scriptures every day. With daily study of the Scriptures, we can count on this blessing, even in casual conversations or in a class when we may be asked by a teacher to respond to a question. It takes more than glancing over a few verses. It takes serious study, reading not just cover to cover, but over and over. If you're studying for an algebra exam, you don't just glance over the material. You review notes, work out practice problems, and memorize formulas. So if you want to study the Scriptures, look up references, write down what you learn, memorize passages, and so on. 4. Obedience. If you keep the commandments and honor the covenants you have made, the Lord has promised that you will have His Spirit with you. 5. Worthy music and thoughts. Uplifting music invites the Spirit. So do thoughts that are virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy. The 13th Article of Faith. Surround yourself with a spiritual environment, and the Spirit can accompany you wherever you go. Response from readers. When you get home from church, reflect upon what you learned and pray. Ask Heavenly Father to help keep the Spirit with you throughout the week. Participate in uplifting activities, such as reading the Scriptures, giving service, giving a family home evening discussion, or reading the Ensign or New Era. Don't participate in activities that drive the Spirit away, such as listening to bad music, watching bad movies, using bad language, or being immoral or unclean. Ashton B., age 15, Texas. From Monday to Saturday, you can feel the same Spirit by saying your personal prayers, reading the Scriptures, attending seminary, being obedient to your leaders, and reading the words of God in the church magazines. In this way, you can feel much closer to God. I also remember that my dad used to tell me that the Spirit dwells in a pure heart and that you should be humble and do what your leaders ask. Mele T., age 17, Tonga. I often participate in activities that help bring the Spirit. These activities happen at school, home, work, and also church. Some of these activities include going to church, mutual and seminary, and reading Scriptures, praying morning and night, listening to good music, and always having a positive and outgoing attitude. Bron B., age 16, Utah. To feel closer to God, I go to seminary and try to read the Book of Mormon every night. At school, when I have problems, I pray in faith and love, and I know the Spirit of God will always be with me. Try reading the Scriptures and praying for guidance. You will feel the comfort and love of God. Wishata W., age 16, Bangkok, Thailand. What makes me feel the Spirit is singing hymns. Also, when I'm alone or in a quiet place, such as in the car. I think about gospel topics or what I learned in church on Sunday. Missionary experiences with my friends or family always bring the Spirit to me also. I recommend taking a few minutes just to think about spiritual things. Tia L., age 14, Colorado. Instead of blasting the radio in your ears or turning on the TV, sing a hymn, memorize scriptures, or just reflect on your day. Keep good friends close to you who will invite the Spirit instead of drive him out. Keep a picture of the Savior with you in a place you will see it, like in a purse, locker, or in your bedroom, and if possible, attend seminary regularly. Catherine B., age 17, Utah. Starting my day with a prayer, scripture study, and a spiritual seminary lesson changes my outlook on life. I work harder, feel happier, and act kinder when I take the time to do these things as I start my day. Jesse M., age 15, South Carolina. The best way I've learned to keep the Spirit with me throughout the week is to read my scriptures. I ask specific questions and then look in the scriptures for answers. Daily prayer, going to seminary, writing in my journal, reading my patriarchal blessing, and trying to let virtue garnish my thoughts unceasingly are always great ways to keep the Spirit with me the whole week. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45. Chelsea Cole, age 15, Oklahoma. Try praying at least 3 times a day during the week. Stay away from anything unholy, and try to think about good, worthy things throughout the day. Keep your mind focused on your schoolwork during and after school. Set goals to read the scriptures for a certain amount of time each day. Doing these things should keep you closer to the Spirit. Ashley S., age 13, New York. Sidebar. The ordinances of baptism and the sacrament are bound together inseparably. Through baptism, we receive a remission of our sins. Through the sacrament, we retain a remission of sins. See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. In both instances, based upon our obedience to the ordinances, God extends the promise or covenant that we would have His Spirit to be with us. Understanding the nature of the covenant and living in accordance with its requirements give life and meaning to the ordinance itself. Elder Dennis B. Neuenschwander of the 70, Ordinances and Covenants, Ensign, August 2001, page 20. End of sidebar. Next month's question. Some of my friends are dropping out of high school to get jobs. I don't really like school either, but I know education is important. What should I do? Send your answer by February 15, 2008, to New Era, Q&A, February 2008, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email at newera@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included in your email or letter. Full name, birth date, ward or branch, stake or district. I grant permission to print response and photo. Signature, parent signature if you're under 18. End of Q&A, questions and answers.